I'm Donna Cheek with Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio. Today, my guest is Dr. Timothy Bell of North County Animal Hospital. Thank you, Dr. Bell, for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
First thing I want to start with, I noticed that you were born in Africa. How did that happen?
My parents were immigrants to South Africa from England. Basically, my dad's a mining engineer, and my older brother and I were born in South Africa, but pretty soon after that, my parents emigrated to Zambia, and where I had two other brothers born. So I was fortunate enough to spend the first 14 years of my life in a very exotic places.
Wow, I would say. And for the first 14 years of your life, did you have an interest in animals?
Being in Africa, you naturally fall into that. Just the variety of animals that you're exposed to every day, mostly in Zambia. I became a very avid bird watcher as a seven-year-old, if you can believe that. But there were plenty of other animals to keep you stimulated, and we, as any other family, had plenty of pets too.
You went to school, and what did you study at first?
My undergraduate program is third world political science, if you could imagine that. But fortunately, it was a liberal arts college, and looking at my options as I was going through, I always knew my heart was in animals and medicine, but I enjoyed my major, and then last year just decided to put it all together and go to veterinary school. I love medicine. I love pets. So to make a living, this is where I went.
Now you are at North County Animal Hospital, which is located in Paso Robles.
Correct.
And is that your practice?
Yes, it was a business I purchased 8 years ago, and I have since upgraded the facility and committed myself to this community.
Tell me about your involvement with local nonprofits, and particularly your involvement with Paws Cause.
I've always, ever since I've been a veterinarian, 23 years now, I've always worked with nonprofit groups, with animal rescue. So it's just something I've always gravitated towards. I've always been somebody who favors the underdog, and I feel like these feral cats out there just need a break.
Feral cats are an issue all throughout California, and there are those who have a very radical approach and feel that feral cats need to be exterminated. I, for one, don't agree, but I want to get your take on the feral cat fight.
Well, I think there's definitely the humane part of this, which is, why do we spay and neuter these animals to keep their populations low? A lot of these kittens that are born to feral parents, one in six might reach their first birthday. There's a huge attrition rate to disease, cars, coyotes. So with these colonies that are always going to exist, if we can sterilize those animals, we can reduce the numbers, and those that are left behind will have a much better life. Cats are a huge take on the environment, too. They are introduced into North America. I am not an advocate of removing them from their environment. We put them there. It's not their fault they're in this situation. However, they are voracious little hunters, as we all know. It's why some of us have these animals for population control of rodents and pests. But they don't draw the line at rodents and pests. They go after baby birds, adult birds, and that's a huge reduction on native wildlife that I think needs to be looked after too. So keeping their numbers low for that reason, spay and neuters are a tremendous help to the environment. Spay and neuter is also a very humane way of keeping the numbers low and making those that are out there have a much better life.
There's a spay day that takes place in February. This year, it's going to be February 23rd. How are you involved with that?
I donate my facility, and various staff members donate their time. I donate my time, and there are other veterinarians and their staff within our community who also donate their time. We're not open on Sundays, which makes it a convenient facility to organize this big event. And February is Spay and Neuter Month, we created Spay Day. And it was just a specific day that we would round up a lot of animals. And our personal touch was to it was to bring in members of the community to partake in this Spay Day.
I understand that last year, 128 cats were done in one day. That's a lot of spay and neutering.
Yes, by the end of the day, our eyes are spinning.
So tell me, how are you able to get so many cats done in one day?
It's a big commitment from the community. Kathy from Paws Cause has a lot of volunteers who work with her. It's very much an assembly line process. The cats are trapped anywhere for up to a week prior to the day. That morning, they all show up at my hospital. We have volunteers who do the trapping. We have volunteers who help anesthetize the animals. They're all supervised by either veterinarians and registered technicians. Then they are brought into the prep area. They're clipped and shaved. Various animals are disease tested, and if they have other specific problems, there's a veterinarian waiting to help treat that specific problem. The end destination is inside of the surgery suite, where we are just passed animals one after another after another. And then once they are spayed, they're wheeled off the table and brought back into recovery, where they are kept warm. And once they are awake, they're put back into the traps and back into whatever feral environment. The goal of it is to reduce their reproductive capability, okay, not take them out of circulation.
Wow. I remember watching the process one time. It was actually a combination large animal, small animal hospital. And I was like, I want to see this. So there is this beep, beep, beep noise going while he was cutting. And lo and behold, I heard this loud bang. It was my head hitting the door because I passed out when I was watching the surgery. And I felt like such a schmuck because here I am riding and training horses. I see blood. I mean, horses bleed a lot. But so in vet school, did you ever pass out?
No, but I had some classmates who did, and yeah, actually there was a student working with me who did pass out on her first stand-in surgery with me, who today is a surgeon, a boarded surgeon, so go figure.
There you have it.
You get used to it.
I know, evidently, but I was ashamed. I kind of crawled out the door on my hands and knees.
It is an uncomfortable environment. You've got the surgical lamps put out a lot of heat.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if there's blood, it just adds to the
Evidently, because I was stressed. I was really embarrassed. I'm Donna Cheek with Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio. We are talking with Dr. Timothy Bell of North County Animal Hospital. One of the things I did want to mention to our listeners is that with this Spay Day taking place on February 23rd, there are needs that this assembly line production has. And some of those needs are towels and food for the volunteers, trappers that will assist Paws Cause in trapping animals prior to this Spay Day, traps themselves, and always looking for monetary donations, because isn't that the grease that makes the wheel turn and all of this happen, these amazing things happening in one day?
Absolutely. There are some vendors that are generous at certain times of year and who might help with the drugs that are required, and no major shortcuts are undertaken just because they're feral cats. So there are financial needs.
Since February is also Pet Dental Health Month, and I do know that there are different opinions about teeth cleaning, I would like to get your opinion on the subject of veterinary versus non-anesthesia teeth cleaning.
Animals do not brush their teeth. So the average mouth that I'm looking at when I see that animal once a year is an animal who's had a disease process taking place in the mouth over the preceding 12 months. So when we see those patients, their teeth usually have a much deeper problem than just tartar sitting on the tooth. Now, cleaning that tartar off the tooth is something that, usually requires a deeper cleaning, something that may not be advisable to do without sedation, but also may not be humane to do without sedation. These animals are, you know, to hold them without anesthetic, it's frightening to them, and the experience can be quite negative to them. There are some instances where I believe you have cooperative animals. I don't think cats always qualify in this category, but you have cooperative animals who will have their teeth hand scaled quite readily. And I think there is a small market for awake cleanings that I think can be very practical and beneficial. However, they should be done frequently. But the other problem, I believe, is there are places popping up all over California that do these cleanings. And I always remind people, would you go to Albertsons to have your teeth cleaned? Probably not. So my point being that you would probably want to have it done by somebody who's licensed to do the procedure and who perhaps knows what they're doing. I certainly do understand people balking at, one, the cost of an anesthesia cleaning, and a lot of times people are afraid of the anesthesia, but I think most veterinarians will thoroughly examine the patients prior to the anesthetic and only do that procedure if they believe it is quite safe to do so.
I have always owned large dogs, and I have never, ever had their teeth cleaned. My dogs love the giant rawhide bones, and that's something that every night, that's her fun, is to chew on a huge rawhide bone. Is that something that helps her teeth?
Yes, I do believe that chewing on rawhides, and there are some other things that you can buy in a pet store, that is the natural wear and tear that I talk about, which can be beneficial in preventing tartar buildup. I've heard a lot of negative comments thrown out about rawhides, but in all honesty, you put a rawhide in a bowl of water, it'll be soft like Kleenex within, you know, 6 to 7 hours. So if they do happen to swallow large chunks of them, they tend to just soften up and move along. In 23 years of practice, I've never really had a major problem with a rawhide. Mm-hmm. So I do think they are a good idea. I think that anything that you can do to encourage natural cleaning, like such items, I think are a good idea. However, you go to a veterinarian probably once a year for a checkup with your dog, and if they never mention it, then it's probably because it's not a problem. They are larger breed dogs who tend to have better teeth. And some of it is probably due to your husbandry, you giving them the objects to chew on.
Well, I am so grateful for what you do. And myself and a lot of the listeners out there love animals. And we attempt to do what we can, where we can, but we can't do what you're doing, especially with this spay day and educating people with regards to their responsibility, because I feel that every single one of us has a responsibility, even in our neighborhood. You can trap a few here and there and get them spayed and neutered and then release them again. I do believe it's a community that needs to take responsibility for what's happening, not only with their own personal pets, dogs and cats, but also with those that are feral.
Well, I consider myself fortunate to be in a position that I can help out. That's one of the reasons I chose to be in the profession that I'm in. And I would like to call on more veterinarians to get involved in this sort of thing, whether your cause is for dogs or cats. We're put in a privileged position, and I would call on more veterinarians to partake in this sort of thing, too. It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today. I learned so much, and I'm sure that our listeners have also. I'm Donna Cheek with Issues and Ideas.